Welcome back to the Practice of Living Awareness and a brand new week. This is the third week. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That number 3 is quite the magical number. Esoterically, the number 3 has to do with activity and motion, momentum. The number 1 has to do with intention and will. The number 2 has to do with relation, wisdom, in terms of understanding the relationality of all things. Some might call that unconditional love. And the number 3 has to do with the way we put our thoughts and intentions and relationships into movement. The intelligence behind activity as it moves through a plan. We think a thought, we have an inspiration, which leads to an intention. As that intention exists as a thought form, it begins to attract cooperative components. You might call this the law of attraction, that like attracts like, that intention becomes magnetic, and relationships build. These relationships have an energy of their own, a life of their own, activity of their own. Things happen. So you might notice within the first 3 steps of the practice that this holds true. Intention, relation, momentum. We intend to meditate. Feels good. There's goodness surrounding that. It leads to a smile, a welcoming of that intention. Tip of the nose is really about relationship. We begin to notice our relationship to the mind. What is meditation if it's not exploring the nature of mind, befriending the mind, creating a relationship with the mind and all that goes with it? Your relationship to your meditation practice, noticing the usually not noticed, all of that is a part of tip of the nose. Learning to concentrate. Mind meets breath. Creating stability. And then seeing what arises. Coming into relationship with that. All of it leads to flow. That's the theme of this week and these meditations. So simple, flow. Life is always in motion. It is always changing. Each moment unfolds. It's so clear within Jon Kabat-Zinn's definition of mindfulness. He says, it's the awareness that arises as we pay attention moment to moment to moment, and without judgment. Moment to moment to moment. Can we allow moments to flow, one moment to flow into the next, without judging it, just simply being with it? Judgment sort of puts the kibosh on that, stops it in its place, says, hey, wait, let me look at you. Let me think about you. Let me put you over there in judgment. Let me analyze you, you thought, you pain, you distraction. Can we be with all of it as a simple arising within the field of awareness? Allow it to come in. Allow it to move out. Allow flow. Feels like today is a really good day to do a body scan. Just a simple moment to moment being with the body. Can you flow with the grammar in that sentence? A moment to moment being with the body. Going with the flow. I hope you'll go with the flow during this meditation and simply follow my voice. Just let go. Be with it. Follow the instruction. Don't get hung up on what's next. Be with your body. It is a miracle of active intelligence. So rarely do we create the space and time to be with it, with reverence, with care, without judgment. We'll do a very short settling today. Simple smile, long, slow, deep breath. And do what you need to settle into your physical body. Just get it comfortable. Be with it for a moment. Ask it what it needs to settle and then acquiesce. Give it what it needs. As we settle, breath comes in and gently breath moves out. I invite you to release all preoccupation with thoughts that arise. Release your body to the weight of gravity, to the ground beneath you. The ground is supporting you, the chair or cushion is supporting you. Gravity is working with the mass of your body to hold it in place. The breath is working with your body to feed your cells oxygen. The heart is working with your body to circulate blood and give those cells and muscles and glands, organs and tissues everything they need. There's comfort in knowing that the body is sustained in this moment. It has what it needs. So we can put this notion of doing anything aside. The body's good. It's got what it needs right now. And so we'll take this time to simply observe the body. Allow the body to report. Report what it needs, what it's expressing to be heard. It's an honor to be with our bodies. Is there any part of your body right now that's calling out? Just notice. Open your attention. Open your ears to vibration. Maybe it's your knee calling. Maybe it's your jaw. Maybe your jaw is tight and the body would like to be relaxed. Maybe it's your brow or your hands or fingers. What's making itself known in the field of awareness? We're not necessarily trying to change anything. We can acknowledge that we're listening. Observing is listening. Listening is observing. For me, there's a little bit of pain in my lower back. Been shoveling snow for 3 straight days. It's nice just to be with that pain in a way that's not angry or resistant or whiny. To just acknowledge my back. Hello, I hear you, I see you. And in this moment, I'm being still with you. Thank you for being here. Simply being with what's here. All that is, moment to moment to moment. Becoming aware of your feet. We use them so much. Becoming aware of the areas of your feet that are touching the ground. Perhaps it's your heels if you're laying down, or the soles of your feet if you are sitting in a chair. Maybe the sides of your feet. Allows us to become aware of gravity once more and support. Noticing the parts of your feet that are not touching the ground or a surface. Becoming aware of your feet in space. Perhaps spending a moment with your left foot. How's your left foot in this moment? Moving your attention up to your ankles. And expanding to include your shins and calves. Becoming aware of your left lower leg. How's your left knee? Becoming aware of the space behind your knee, the sides and the front of your left knee. Perhaps the muscles of your thigh, your hamstrings, and your quads. How about your leg bones on the left side? Just becoming aware of this part of you called your left leg. Including the knees and calves and ankles and your entire foot, your toes, your toe bones. Moving up to the hip joints, your pelvis. Your lower abdomen, If you're sitting, becoming aware of your sit bones, that structure of your pelvis, the pelvic bowl, your tailbone. Moving over to the right hip and the right leg, your femur on the right side, the largest bones in the body. How's your femur? Your right thigh, your right hamstring, the musculature. How about the skin? Skin on your left leg, all the way down, covering your kneecap. Down the front of your right leg, your right shin. The muscles of your right calf. All the tendons down across the ankle, down to the heel. Your right Achilles heel. How about your insole, the ball of your right foot and your toes? And taking a moment to become aware of each toe on your right foot. All five toes. About expanding to include your left toes, so just becoming aware of your right and left toes together. And both lower extremities. Your whole lower torso. The spine is supported by the sacrum. The hips and the legs, if you're sitting upright, just becoming aware of the ground beneath you. Support of the structure of your skeleton, your spine and ribs as you breathe. Becoming aware of the belly. Perhaps the belly rises and falls a bit with each breath. Could become aware of the diaphragm. This beautiful muscle that separates our digestive system from our respiratory system. Our gut lies beneath the diaphragm, and our heart and lungs lie above it. Becoming aware of the lungs, the heartbeat, respiration and circulation, the magic of life of this body. Becoming aware of your chest, your shoulders, your collarbone. Moving simultaneously down the left and right arms, becoming aware of both biceps and triceps. Your elbows and forearms and wrists. How are your hands in this moment? Are they relaxed? Are they open or closed? Are they warm? Taking a moment in your own time to become aware of each fingertip. Becoming aware of your neck and your jaw. Is your jaw tight? Is it clenched? If it is, perhaps very gently releasing your jaw, becoming aware of your tongue and your lips, your teeth, becoming aware of your cheekbones, your eyelids. How about the space behind your eyelids? Just sensing that space we sometimes call mind, if we had to locate the mind. Becoming aware of your skull and your brain, if you'd like. Perhaps your ears and scalp. On an inhale, lifting the spine, creating space in the spine, lifting at the crown, letting your whole upper torso elongate. And on the exhale, just allowing that spaciousness to integrate in the whole body. And allowing your awareness or your attention to cascade down the entire body. On your face and neck and arms, your torso, to your hips and knees and shins and feet. If you'd like, another inhale, lifting up at the crown and that same cascade down as you exhale all the way down to your toes. What a beautiful treat to be with your body in this way. Perhaps today we end with a single breath together, breathing light into the body. And realizing yourself to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for your time in meditation today. And thanks for being in this form, the beautiful form. That is your body. That is you. Have a lovely day.